Amy, on this podcast, we try to always offer useful takeaways. And if you learn nothing else from us, learn this useful parenting lesson by Pampers Cruisers 360.
Pampers Cruisers 360 are the ultimate parent hack, the best diaper to use as soon as your baby starts standing or walking. Instead of ordinary diaper tabs, they have a unique 360-degree stretchy waistband that moves with your wild child.
Pampers Cruisers 360 makes it so easy to change your baby. Who probably doesn't stop moving just because they need a diaper changed? Just slide on to apply and away they go.
And fear not, parents. Pampers Cruisers 360 offers an up to 100% leak-free fit. And they just got even better with a new blowout barrier. Need we say more?
For trusted protection, trust Pampers, the number one pediatrician recommended brand. Download the Pampers Club app today and earn Pampers cash. Then redeem your Pampers cash for exclusive Pampers coupons, savings, and rewards.
Only redeemable via Pampers Club. Pampers cash has no cash value.
Hello, and welcome to Ask Margaret from What Fresh Hell, Laughing in the Face of Motherhood, answering your parenting dilemmas one question at a time. Today's question comes from Kelly, who asks, how do you navigate differences of opinion on parenting situations? There are a lot of hills my husband is willing to die on. I have a difference of opinion on importance, so he gets frustrated with me. And we have a couple of respondents there saying, yes, huge issue in our house, also a problem. And so I thought it was worth addressing. We have done a couple of podcasts on this, you know, longer podcasts. I will point you especially to one called Making It Work for the Long Haul, where we had guest Belinda Luscombe on. This was back when we were having, guests on the podcast as opposed to having their own special episodes, which we now have on Fridays. And Belinda Luscombe wrote a book called Marriageology, The Art and Science of Staying Together. Really recommend you get that. Get it on your ebook. Check it out from the library, however you get your hands on it, because it has a lot of tips on this. And it is, let me tell you, the most important thing you can do is figure out how you and your spouse or partner are doing this together, if you are doing it together and want to keep doing it together. Because these kind of conflicts tend to start really small, but a marriage is like you're kind of trying to stay on parallel lines, because this gets off and at a certain point you find yourself 10 years from now like, wow, those lines went real far apart once they started going off in two separate directions. And so I think it's great that you're asking the question and great to get ahead of it. The first piece of advice I'm going to point to comes from Nick North, who we have cited on the podcast before for this amazing number system that he came up with. And it goes like this. When you present something to your partner that you want, you add a number to that thing. So, for example, I want the kids to say please and thank you every time they address us. That's a 10 for me. I want the kids to pick up their rooms before they go to bed. That's a 9 for me. It's very important that the house stay clean. I want the kids to play a sport every, you know, semester of school. That's a 2 for me, maybe. I'm interested in it, but I don't know if I'm really willing to put in the work to get it done. So maybe. This we often present as helping from the point of view of like keeping up a dialogue. So like, I want you to get me a present for my birthday. That's a 10. I want you to say I love you once a day. That's a 2. So like, you don't have to do every one of these things, but like, when you present your needs and wants, you attach a number to them. I think that helps your husband in this case. If he is saying, I want this, that, and the other thing in terms of the kid's behavior, and it's a 10 for me, if it's a 10, it has to be his responsibility mostly. And I think it will also hopefully help him see that maybe he has too many 10s, that there are too many expectations around the kid's behavior. But I also think if you're in a relationship with someone who is telling you that things are important to them, it's important for you to try to hear that. And so I think this might help the dialogue around this of, you know, this is a dialogue that's going to have to happen. If these things are not equally important to us, what decisions are we making around that? If it's not important to both of us and it's causing a lot of conflict, I'm going to argue that you two are the top of the happiness triangle in your house. So it is more important than you get along than that the kids behave exactly in a way that is important to your husband. I think that is an absolute rule, because if you two are in constant conflict as parents, nobody in the house is happy. And your husband may come back and say, but wait, it's really, really important to me that the kids, let's say, not curse. He can take that stance and you can support that, but he has to pick how many things are important to him. It's not fair for him to say, it's all important to me, and so you go do it, especially if you're doing the lion's share of the parenting. I don't know what the setup is in your house. So what I'm saying is, yes, it is allowed for things to be important to your husband, but he's got to rank those in terms of importance. He's got to let some of those things go. And then you need to operate from your place of maximum generosity in terms of helping support the things that are actually important to him. I think where this starts to get fuzzy is that it feels like everything's important to him and he's so uptight about the kids' behavior and I don't care. So I guess we're just stuck in this place. And I would put in your path that, having had some of these conflicts myself, I tend to actually run to be the more uptight parent. It's helpful to just talk this stuff out and really put some parameters on it. And I know that some people will reflect back, well, my husband isn't really willing to have those conversations. He just wants things done his way. And I think you got to push past that a little bit and say, let's talk about what's really important. It's important to me that we let some more things slide in this house. And I want to really support you in the things that are really important to you. But I cannot support you if everything is equally important to you. And I hope through those kind of conversations, you get some traction. And then try Nick North's number system. And maybe that helps him see, wait a minute, I have 40 things that I'm calling a 10. And that's not really realistic, because there's a lot of differences in the way we want to parent. But we got to get on the same page so that the number one most important thing that happens in our parenting, happy household, stays together. And Betsy, I hope that helps. I will link you to Nick North. I will link you to Marriageology, both of which are phenomenal resources on this topic. Go listen to our episode called Making It Work for the Long Haul. Also, check out our episode called Parenting as a Team. So many great resources on this topic. I wanted to just touch on them and then open up these other resources to you. Betsy, I hope that helps. And if you have a question for myself or Amy, you can come to our Facebook page and ask them there. You can send them 2 questions at whatfreshhellpodcast.com, and you may hear your question answered on an upcoming episode. Thanks so much for listening.
Margaret, it's an exciting news day.
An exciting news day indeed, Amy.
A few years ago, we launched our first spinoff podcast, Toddler Purgatory, hosted by the hilarious Blair Brooks and Molly Lloyd.
And guess what? Now Blair and Molly are back with their all-new podcast, Unsticking It.
You know Blair and Molly as two busy moms and actors. And somewhere between potty training and the pandemic, they both felt like they lost their creative kaboom.
In their new podcast, Unsticking It, they are going to talk about how all of us can get back to what lights us up after motherhood. Amy, I need this.
Me too. And Blair and Molly will be talking to fellow imaginative minds. We're talking actors, artists, and creators of all kinds about how we can all unstick ourselves from whatever muck we're stuck in.
Follow, subscribe, and listen to Unsticking It wherever you get your podcasts.
That's Unsticking It with Blair and Molly, because sometimes life sucks.
Are you overwhelmed by the things that get in the way of you doing what you want to do? Are you looking for ways to simplify life to better align with your values? Do you want to create space in your schedule so you have room for more of the good stuff? Play, joy, relationships, gratitude, and more? If you answered yes to any of these questions, I invite you to check out Edit Your Life, a podcast to help you edit the unnecessary from your life so you have more room to enjoy the awesome. Through episodes with me, Christine Coe, and a range of super smart, compassionate, and thoughtful guests, you'll come away with big picture insights and practical ways to declutter your home, schedule, and mental space without getting bogged down by perfection. I have always believed that small moments and actions matter tremendously. My goal is to help you find agency and space in your life through doable baby steps that will leave you feeling accomplished instead of overwhelmed. Check out Edit Your Life wherever you enjoy your podcasts.